News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
European countries will have to shoulder the lion's share of guaranteeing Ukraine's security in the event of a deal to end Russia's war in the country, according to the United States Vice President J.D. Vance. Jenny Mathers, Department of International Politics at Aberystwyth University, is with us. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Not sure how much stock we should put in anything that is said by J.D. Vance, but he has said it anyway. He probably has a point, though.
Well, I mean, what he's saying is consistent with other messages that we're getting from the Trump administration, basically. So, you know, I think it was never a realistic expectation that Trump's America would commit, sort of boots on the ground to protecting Ukraine. But I think what the Europeans really are looking for and need is support on things like, you know, intelligence sharing or, you know, logistics, transporting troops and equipment and so on around the place, sort of looking to U.S. capabilities to help them out in those ways. But I think the European leaders are already talking in concrete terms about, you know, committing aircraft and committing troops and so on, you know, in the event that there is a peace deal or a ceasefire to protect.
Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, was speaking yesterday. He described European diplomacy as clumsy. He was hardly going to compliment it. But are the cracks on the Russian side starting to appear? And the reality dawning on them, oh my God, they expect us to do this.
No, I don't think so, actually, because I think Russian officials are really good at spinning, and they're really good at avoiding sort of responsibility and avoiding taking on things that they don't want to do, and very good at continuing to do the things that they do want to do while denying all responsibility for them. So I think that, you know, Putin and Lavrov and others are just doing what they do. They're postponing any kind of real negotiations or any kind of a real agreement while they keep trying to make some slow gains on the ground. They're trying to creating obstacles in the path of, you know, genuine security guarantees for Ukraine, which, of course, is not in Russia's interest at all. And, you know, so they're just continuing on sort of as business as usual, more or less.
This is a tripartite affair between Europe, Russia and Ukraine at the moment. What about the other big player that's not on the pitch yet that could have a role? China.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how China actually responds to some of the Russian suggestions that China get involved as a sort of guarantor. I mean, China has certainly made offers to be a kind of a go-between in terms of getting peace negotiations going. But at the same time, of course, China is clearly on Russia's side. It's providing, finances. It's providing a lot of trade for Russia, you know, which means that it's filling Russian state coffers with lots of money. It's also almost certainly providing weapons and components. And now we know that they're also providing soldiers to support Russia. So the idea that the Chinese could come in and be some kind of a neutral party or a party that would be seen as supporting Ukrainian interests and security, that's not really very plausible.
Finally, Jenny, how quickly can we expect the next stage to progress? We know that we are expecting further negotiations this week. We don't have a venue for any potential face-to-face meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. How quickly might this happen? And I suppose it's in Russia's interest to slow things down at this point.
It is definitely in Russia's interest to slow things down, and it is not in Putin's interest to meet face-to-face with Zelensky anytime soon, because that would confer on Zelensky the status of being an equal leader, whereas, you know, Putin's whole rhetoric is about how Ukraine isn't a real country and Zelensky is not a legitimate leader. So I don't really see Putin agreeing to meet Zelensky soon. There may be talks happening at other levels, the levels of foreign ministers, for example, or negotiating teams might get put together, as they have been in the past, to sit down with each other and try and you know, make some progress. But I really don't see a deal happening which brings this war to an end or even to a pause anytime soon.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Jenny Mathers of the Department of International Politics at Aberystwyth University, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.